This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
148 million dollar Rudy Giuliani defamation verdict.
This was about reputational damages, emotional damages, punitive damages.
Three hostages killed by Israeli defense forces.
This is not an outcome that anybody wanted to see.
Latest on American journalist detained in Russia.
The embassy says he remains upbeat.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A jury orders New York mayor and former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani to pay $148 million in damages for false accusations against two poll workers in Georgia during the 2020 election. Giuliani responding,
"Possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal."
And former poll worker Ruby Freeman says money won't solve all of the problems she and her daughter face.
"I can never move back into the house that I called home. I will always have to be careful about where I go and who I choose to share my name with."
CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says there's little chance the plaintiffs will ever see all of the money.
"What it will do is set up essentially a payment scheme, and Rudy Giuliani will never become a wealthy person. Any money that he makes should go to paying it towards this verdict and trying to make the plaintiffs whole."
Israeli defense forces acknowledge killing three Israelis who were being held by Hamas. The incident happened as the IDF carried out a military campaign. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
"The military says they were mistaken for terrorists during a gun battle. The bodies were taken back to Israel, where it was confirmed that they were hostages."
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby with White House reaction.
"We don't have perfect visibility on exactly how this operation unfolded and how this tragic mistake was made. But obviously, this is not an outcome that anybody wanted to see."
The U.S. ambassador to Russia meets with a detained American journalist there, CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The U.S. embassy says Ambassador Lynn Tracy met with detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He's being held on espionage charges. The embassy says he remains upbeat. Russian President Putin says Moscow is talking to the U.S. about a deal that would bring him home, along with American Paul Whelan. He offered no details. The State Department will only say multiple offers have been on the table, and one significant offer was made a few weeks ago.
We now know how Friends star Matthew Perry died in October. It was from the acute effects of the drug ketamine, and the autopsy report says coronary artery disease also contributed. The 54-year-old drowned in his jacuzzi, but that was secondary factor in his death, ruled an accident. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 57 points. Now this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another attack in the Red Sea by Houthi rebels prompts the Maersk shipping line to suspend all commercial traffic there. It has been going on since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
Usually when these attacks happen, an American destroyer responds to the call to distress. But in this case, the American destroyer was too far away to get there, so it did not encounter any of these drones that the Houthis also send out.
The Pentagon has ordered a U.S. aircraft carrier to remain in the Mediterranean near Israel. After deadly wildfires in August, Hawaii's Governor Josh Green is looking to stem short-term housing price gouging of displaced persons on Maui. Governor Green says with the help of federal funds, the state is looking for some 3,000 rentals with incentives for landlords.
We still have to get some of the short-term rentals, and that is absolutely fundamental to any solution we're going to have if we want to give people a dignified space to live in for these next 2 years as we build housing.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
The number of homeless people is on the rise.
Federal officials are blaming the big increase in homelessness on soaring rents and the end of COVID-19 pandemic assistance. 34-year-old Liberty Hennigan and her five children are living in their vehicle in San Francisco.
Rent is really, really high. Legally, we can't all be into a two-bedroom. Like, if I put on a lease, like an application, a two-bedroom I'm not going to afford, or a one-bedroom, we can't rent to us.
Federal officials say homelessness among individuals rose 11% since early last year. It was up 7% among veterans and up 16% among families with children. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Prince Harry wins his phone hacking lawsuit against British tabloid publisher Mirror Group's newspapers. The prince is being awarded $180,000. Attorney David Sherborne read a statement from the prince.
Today's ruling is vindicating and affirming.
Former Daily Mirror editor Piers Morgan denies ever ordering anyone to hack a phone. Michigan State University has reached settlements with the families of three students who were killed in a mass shooting.
The attorney for the family of Alexandria Verner says they'll receive about $5 million from MSU.
MSU did the right thing. They stepped up.
He says the case was never about blaming the school.
It was never about that. It was about promoting the legacy of Alex Verner.
Verner, along with Brian Frazier and Ariel Anderson, were shot to death during the mass shooting on February 13th. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
A state judge orders TikTok to comply with the North Carolina Attorney General's Office request for records in a multi-state investigation into whether the app put young people at risk. The court order requires TikTok to turn over lists of all Zoom recordings that may help the attorneys general in their investigation. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, December 15th, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis I, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.